All right, so the temperatures are cooling down, the leaves are changing, at least in some places, and the smell of pumpkin is in the air, and that can only mean one thing.
And a draw, deep left, 2-0 Yankees.
This should end it. Hernandez to Muncy, and the Dodgers win it, 6-0.
Walters with a base hit up the middle, and the Rockies have taken the lead!
Yes, it is time for postseason baseball. The division series include matchups between the Dodgers and Braves, the Brewers and Rockies in the National League, while in the American League, the Astros and Indians play in one best-of-five series, while the Yankees and Red Sox play the other. With me to talk baseball now is Jacob Pomrenke, Director of Editorial Content for the Society for American Baseball Research. And Jacob, first off, are there any trends you're watching for from the regular season or maybe early on in this postseason that you think are particularly worth noticing?
I think the most interesting trend that we might see more of in the postseason, and we've seen a little bit of this in recent years, is the trend of using relievers, maybe even to start the game. They call it the opener is kind of the catchphrase for that trend, but using relief pitchers to go one or two innings early in the game, face some of the best hitters in the opposing team's lineup. And I think that's a strategic advantage that that some teams might try to implement. It's going to be interesting to see how well it works in the postseason. It's never really been tried like that before.
Now, I'm curious about this because the Oakland A's tried it against the Yankees in the wild card game, and it really didn't work out so well. Their opener gave up a two-run home run in the first inning. But one of the interesting points that one of the announcers on the TV broadcast made was that each time you bring somebody new in, especially in the first game they're playing, you have sort of those nerves as opposed to having a starter where maybe they have nerves in the first inning, but then they kind of calm down. If you're only pitching one or two innings, you don't really get to that point where you're calm. Do you think that is something that managers will consider as they're thinking about how and when to use their bullpens?
Yeah, I think the more pitchers that you have in a game, the more opportunities for somebody just to have an off night. And I think that's something that the Oakland A's found out that, if you're going to use five or six or seven pitchers in a 9-inning game, the odds that all of them are going to be on their A game for that night, I think are drastically lower. You don't get a chance to settle your nerves. You don't get a chance to calm down and kind of get into a groove the way that a traditional starting pitcher would do. And so I think that is something that, the teams are going to have to figure out is, when to pull some of these pitchers out of the game when it's very obvious that they're not going to be on that night.
It seems like in many ways, baseball has kind of gotten away from what some people refer to as small ball, things like stealing bases and bunting and moving runners and trying to string a bunch of hits and walks together. However, in the postseason, the conventional wisdom is you're facing better pitching. You're not going to be able to just rely on home runs. What are you looking for as far as sort of power versus small ball versus any other ways that teams might be able to look to score runs?
Well, I think, teams in the modern era are certainly built for power. I think home runs are definitely an easier way to score runs than trying to manufacture some offense against some of these great pitchers. And so I think that's, a strategy that the Astros used to great effect last year. I mean, they really relied on the home run in a lot of cases in the World Series against the Dodgers. And so I think that's a situation where, you've got to go with what brought you there. And most of these offenses are built to hit for power. And so, you can't try to build a team, build an offense that, that you don't have the players for. And so that's something where, if you're going to try to go ahead and change your strategy in October from what worked, throughout the regular season, I think that's not going to be as successful for most teams.
Well, is that something that managers sometimes fall into the trap of thinking, okay, it's colder, the ball's not going to travel as far, we're looking at maybe 2-1 games as opposed to 7-5 games, and they try to do things that their teams are not really equipped to do?
I think there is a tendency to overmanage in the postseason because, the stakes are so high, and I think that you want to have, every little bit of control that you can have, and if a manager can put in a pinch hitter or change his pitcher or throw in a pinch runner, I think they're going to try something just, in order to make something happen. But the reality is, you know, usually your best players are already on the field. So managers have to combat that fear of not doing anything and not being in control. And they have to kind of let their best players, you know, do what they do.
All right, so now's the part of the interview when I ask you to look into your crystal ball a little bit. And we'll stipulate you're a Braves fan, I'm a Yankees fan. Let's start in the American League. You have three teams with 100, at least 100 wins, which is unprecedented. How do you see the playoffs in the AL shaping out?
Well, like you said, there are some powerhouse teams in the American League in this postseason, including the last two American League champions in the Indians and Astros facing each other in the first round. And so I think this is, you know, going to be a case of who's hotter in October. I think, you know, you've got a lot of star talent on the field. You know, anything can happen. Once you're in, anything can happen. And I think, you know, all the teams know that very well. And so as far as, you know, predictions, I think I always kind of default to the fact that the Astros are the defending world champions and somebody has to knock them off first. And they've got, you know, all their great talent back from last year's championship team, plus a few more. And so I think, yeah, it's going to be a tough road to knock off the Astros.
Same thing in the National League. You think it's basically a matter of who gets hotter, who's able to get the key hit or the key out in the key spot?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what the postseason's all about. And you know, the same goes for the National League with the Dodgers. You know, they are still the defending league champions. And I would say that they have the most talent of any of the National League postseason contenders. And it's going to take a lot to knock them off. But, you know, you've got a lot of kind of young upstart talent in Milwaukee and Colorado and in Atlanta. And so it's going to be very interesting to see. I mean, one of the things about the postseason in this era is that, you know, it's always exciting. I mean, we've had some great postseasons the last couple of years, and I think this one's going to be just as good.
All right. That's Jacob Pomeranke, Director of Editorial Content with the Society for American Baseball Research. Jacob, thanks for coming in, and go Yankees, go Braves, huh?
Thanks, Mark.